Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to this program, Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. This is Rajabian. I am a seminary student doing my Kharij studies, and I'm doing my PhD on Islamic studies. Inshallah, in this program, we will talk about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet of Islam, and how he was a man of prayers, a man of doing acts of worship. This is an issue that should be addressed. To be like the Prophet, we should follow his traditions in this way and in this issue as well. We all know that ibadah or worship is the greatest manifestation and appearance of showing that we are servants of Allah and we are creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see that the Holy Prophet has been described in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these traits and attributes that many of them refer to this ibadah. He talks in the Quran about his being a great servant, sincerity, istighfar, or seeking forgiveness, his sujood, doing prostration, his ruku', bowing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful to Allah, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full and complete submission to Allah's will, seeking closeness and proximity to God, relying and trusting in God, repenting and, you know, staying awake the whole night doing, you know, acts of worship. These are, and many others, are the descriptions and the traits and attributes that God has described the Holy Prophet with them. So when Allah says that the Holy Prophet is your, you know, role model, so it shows us that we should try to be like the Holy Prophet. And this is one of the aspects, you know, doing the ibadah and how to be a good abd, a good servant of Allah. We know that at the greatest places and positions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described him as an abd. For example, the verses that talk about Mi'raj says that أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّ فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. So God is saying that now in that ascension, in that Mi'raj that the Holy Prophet had, he has gone, and ascended until he gets to that special place, which was so close and so proximate to the throne of God. Then here, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ. Here he revealed, he sent a revelation on his abd, servant. So you see that he is describing the Holy Prophet as a great servant. In the beginning of Surah Al-Isra, when Allah talks about this journey toward, you know, I mean, in this ascension, in this, you know, Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا. أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. So here, the Holy Prophet is described as an abd, as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why every day in our prayers, what we do when we are in the state of tashahud, sitting down, reciting those special dhikrs, one of the things that we testify for that is that أَشْهَدُ Anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. We say that first he was a servant and then he is your messenger. So this is the place of being a servant to God, serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doing these acts of worship as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done. After break, I will give you more explanation on that.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Welcome back to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. About the acts of worship and how the Holy Prophet worshiped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said that Allah described him with, you know, acts of worship, that he was the man of this, the man of that. So we see that when he was going to offer prayers, you know, because the maybe greatest manifestation of acts of worship is prayers. So we see that the Holy Prophet, in his prayers, in his salat, how he offered the prayers, how he provided himself for prayers, prepared himself for prayers. Before that, the pre-actions, the pre-measures that he took for prayers, how to make a wuzu, how to, you know, wear his best clothing when he was going to say prayers. You know, putting on perfume, offering in the best places. So all of these things shows the significance and the place of acts of worship for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we have in many hadith that says, "As-salatu amududdin," salat, prayers, which is an act of worship. It is as a pillar for religion. It is said in another hadith from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam that he said, "Islam has five foundations, that one of them is prayers." So this is the place of prayers, acts of worship, and we see how these prayers were important for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Not only he offered his, you know, due prayers, everyday prayers, he does his, you know, nawafil, recommended prayers. We see salatul layl, you know, nafilas of every prayers. If you are going to be like the Holy Prophet, we should see that the things that the Prophet did, I mean, like this, how the Holy Prophet, you know, offered prayers, the manners that the Holy Prophet had before the prayers, with the prayers, and after the prayers, all of them should be observed. Well, one of the most important things about him was that when he was just immersed into prayers, immersed into ibadah, or what we call it, the presence of heart, it was as you are talking directly to God, not as you are. It is that. So we see that the children played with the Prophet while he was in the state of ruku, and he continued his prayers. Or in the month of Ramadan, we see that the Holy Prophet did i'tikaf, stayed in mosque, and, you know, does the acts of worship. Even before he became a prophet, before his mission started, he prayed in the cave of Hira every year, 1 month. Imagine 1 month every day in that cave, he was offering prayers. And it was only Ali alayhi salam who brought for him, you know, the food and served him with these things. So he taught that to the others, to his children, to his companions, to his people and nation, that if you are going to do acts of worship, it is like that. I am being described by God as a great servant. So if you are going to follow me, be like that. Because of that, we see that when it was the night of Ashura, I mean the day before that, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam asked his brother Abbas that, "Oh Abbas, go to the enemies and tell them that give us one more night. God knows, Allah knows how I love to say prayers and to do prayers." Well, thank you very much for being with me, and may Allah give us tawfiq to be great followers of the Prophet of Islam. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.